Where was your best school trip, school excursion to? You can tell us about your least inspiring too, if you like. That might be some fun. The text line is 0487 991 0057, or give us a call, 1300 019 783. These next few people have just come back from a great school trip in my books. Last Thursday, Centralian Senior College teacher Anna Benson and students including Anthea Tilmouth and Naya Thon were at the Together for Humanity Youth Summit in Brisbane. Have I mispronounced something? I'll find out in a second. They were speaking about lack of equity in education throughout Australia, which is very sophisticated and not something I think I could have managed when I was at school. But Anna, good afternoon, first of all. We've got some nervous school students in here, don't we, Anna?
We certainly do, but they're going to do a great job. They've just got to settle themselves a little bit.
The water has nearly come out on the desk.
It has, out of their noses.
All right. Anna, first of all, we'll let the girls calm their nerves first. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this trip. How did it come about for Centralian Senior College?
So I just received a phone call from a colleague of mine in Katherine saying that there was an opportunity for us to apply for our young students to head over to Brisbane for the Together for Humanity Youth Summit. It happens every year, but this is the first time that Territory students have been invited to attend. So I'm always very keen for students in the Territory to have opportunities like these. So it was pretty quick to put my hand up and put their names forward, and we were accepted. So it was great.
Fantastic. So now Anthea and I are both in year 10. Anthea, you can be in the hot seat first. Just tell us, what was the summit all about?
Well, the summit was all about getting together and like talking about diversity in schools, and yeah. It was the first time for Territory schools to be invited, so felt very honoured to be one of the first NT schools to go there.
And was it good fun?
Yeah, it was very fun.
Okay, very good. And Naya, what did you speak to others about regarding your experience in Alice Springs? What was kind of the message Centralians kids were wanting to spread to others?
Well, we wanted to talk about, you know, raising awareness again, like, you know, the differences between rural and urban schools. We worked with Mackay Secondary College, where one idea was to write a letter to politicians or like school principals about the need for more opportunities in remote and regional schools, because, you know, there's less events for, like, you know, rural areas.
Yeah, for sure. And how, you guys, did, what was the experience of other kids? What were they telling you about their experiences, Naya?
They liked it. They said, like, you know, they agree with us, because some of them were also in rural areas, like I think it was Dripstone School.
Yeah.
Where they're from Darwin, I'm pretty sure, and they were, you know, pretty rural area as well.
Anthea, what about you? What do you remember hearing from other students? What did they say about their schooling experiences?
Well, I heard from this, we made a friend out of this whole Together for Humanity Youth Summit, but I heard from one girl that she thought that her town was more rural than Brisbane, but, like, if you was to compare Alice Springs and her town, like...
They both be the city, yeah, pretty much, is it?
Yeah, it's, like, a big city for us there, and then if you was to compare, like, Alice Springs to Turning Creek and all that, like, how, like, the... like the gradient of it and how it, like, from a little town all the way to the big city.
And are you proud of your students? Was it just these two, or how many got to go?
No, we were able to take 8 young people, and I was incredibly proud of them. There was some nerves on the day, but they had spent quite a long time preparing for the presentation, and they were just incredibly... I've got another choking. They were just really confident in the way that they spoke, and I think that the conversations that they had following the actual summit with the young people was really inspiring, and they were listening to other people's opinions and just I guess sharing their experiences of diversity. And Anthea was amazing because she actually had an opportunity to speak for NITV, so that was broadcast on Tuesday night.
Anthea, what was that like? Were the nerves going then too?
Yeah, it was like... It was very nerve-wracking for me, but I've done a lot of interviews before, and like I've been on like the radio before as well, so I was still nervous as usual, but I then got over my nerves and yeah.
Nah, very good. You should be very proud. It's a bit of a broad question, but did it make you guys think, either of you, about what you might want to do in the future? Does it inform any of those opinions, Naya, do you think?
Yeah, I think... I would, like, you know, want to... I would want more opportunities for people like that. I would want, like, you know, if I grow old, or I'm going to grow older, but, you know, in the future, I would want to make more events like this for students.
Very cool. And Anna, does Alice Springs get an invite back, or how does that work?
Absolutely. I think that they were fantastic ambassadors for the territory, and I certainly believe it will be invited back.
Very cool. All right. Well, Anna Benson, teacher at Centralian Senior College, and Anthea and Naya, thank you both very much for having a chat to us. You drink those waters very carefully on your way out, and I'll speak to you again next time. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Perfect.